Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm joined by my boss, Mandy.
Hi.
We need an intro or something for you. Maybe some Bruce Springsteen or something, because he's the boss.
Oh, gee, that's such Hang a
on.
Compliment.
I've got some here. Hang on. I don't know. We need something a bit more upbeat.
I don't know what to say.
Anyway, I digress. Look, I got you in this morning, Mandy, because I'm facing a bit of a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have a good moral compass.
All right.
I feel like you know what's up. It was my birthday yesterday, as we know. And something that is super common, I think, for anyone that celebrates a birthday is Facebook messages coming through.
Yes.
People posting on your wall, happy birthday. It's great. It's lovely.
Mm.
But you get a lot.
Yeah.
It gets a bit out of hand. There's people you haven't heard from since your last birthday that pop up.
Yeah. True story.
My issue is, what is the polite thing to do for these messages? I have also got a vote on Facebook, but I do want to hear your thoughts. Do you reply to every single comment? Do you kind of just like everything and then write one generic status of like, oh, thanks for the birthday wishes, which I get a bit funny on because I feel like it then incites more people to comment if they've forgotten. Or do I just ignore the entire thing and not say anything?
That is a tough one. I do agree. I have been one to respond to everything, but that is, yeah, I know. You don't know how many I get though, Brooke. Like, seriously. Oh, okay.
I imagine it's a lot, right? You're a popular gal.
Well, yeah. Anyway. No.
I think my count was 35, if that helps you.
Okay.
Last check.
I reckon it is up to the individual.
Mm.
And I don't think anyone can get offended because everyone manages their social media entirely differently. I'm one of those people that does like to say thank you to everyone. However, I have seen those people who wait for a couple of days and then they say thank you for all the messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything wrong with that either.
Okay.
So I reckon it is entirely up to the person. If you want to ignore it entirely, well, I guess that's up to you as well. Like, for me, I think social media is an opportunity, but it's not... It's compulsory.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, no, I mean it's optional.
Yeah, optional.
Yeah, I was thinking the wrong, opposite.
The other way around.
Yeah, I do understand though. I see it all the time.
See, I couldn't ignore it completely, I don't think. But the problem I then have is replying to people, I feel unfair if one person just gets a thanks and then someone else gets, thank you so much, oh my goodness, love heart emojis. It's too much.
Yeah.
The Riverlands so far are pretty split on this. They are saying 50% saying like everything and just write a generic status, which I think is good. 33% saying reply to every single person, which is still a high number.
Yeah.
And then so 17% saying don't say anything at all. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and as you can see, you know, that's it's quite a mixed reaction, and I think that is just an indication of social media and how every person uses it in such a different way.
Well, look, that kind of does take the pressure off of me, so thank you. The moral of the story, no one really cares. No one's really paying attention.
Yeah, they might be. I reckon it's up to everyone, every individual.